Since July is the first month of the fiscal year for the city of Sheridan, the monthly and year-to-date figures for sales and use tax are the same. City Treasurer Karen Burtis said they are up nearly 20% from this time last year.
So our July taxes compared to last July for the taxes in May, 19.7% increase over last year. Our internet tax, not quite the same increase, only 8.6% or just under $3,000 over last July, but still an increase, still good numbers.
Burtis also provided the council with a preliminary financial update for the fiscal year that ended on June 30th.
A couple things I wanted to point out. In our general fund, GPET, direct distribution, we had more revenues than what we budgeted, just over 100% on GPET and direct distribution, but 111% on general fund. You'll notice 372% on the special revenue fund. That was the $1.55 million of the ARPA funds that we got in right in the end of June. And we didn't have that money budgeted, so that's why it looks like we have way more than we budgeted, because we did. Other than that, cap tax was up just a little bit over what we budgeted. All the rest were pretty much right on course or a little bit better.
Burtis said the numbers are preliminary as the city will not finish out their fiscal year until the auditors arrive at the end of September. I'm Ron Richter, Sheridan Media News.